Welcome to Geekopolis.
Welcome to Geekopolis. This is Antitron 3000 with my co-host JP.
Hail mortals! Today is a glorious day. I'm ready, pumped for our episode today.
Our Thor review. I am talking like a robot.
And I like a god!
We should totally fight or fuck each other.
Preferably the latter than the former.
I don't understand how those work.
Just bend over and I'll show you how it works.
Does not compute with my robot insides. I have no vagina.
It will compute. They don't call it a hard drive for nothing, machine.
But I thought I had a... I can't even do it. Fuck it. You killed my robot voice.
Well, fuck yeah, I did. With my big fucking... hammer. Asgardian hammer.
I think he's referring to his cock. See, let's talk about it.
Let's do it.
What is this you speak of that is a Thor?
On top of the Thor... Oh, who doesn't want to be on top of the Thor?
Me.
But... Also, it is Thor's Day. We're recording on a very special Thor's Day.
Oh my god, did you do that?
I can tie it all in.
Really? Today's Thor's Day?
Today's Thor's
Day. That's not true. That's not the etymology of the word.
That's how the day got named, dumbass.
No. The word Thursday came from when you walked through a door.
No.
Through a door.
No, that would be Janus Day.
What?
Janus was the god of doors.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not kidding you right now.
You know
now.
That there is a god of doors?
Yes, there's a god of doorways. Janus, he's a two-faced god. He's also the god of coins.
Jesus Christ.
This is Geekopolis, motherfucker. Get what you pay for when you listen in.
This is Geekopolis, not fucking douchebag Nerdopolis. Jesus Christ. All right, I just walked through your Janus with my Thor up your butt.
Ooh.
I don't even know what that means. That doesn't make any sense.
But Thor, you saw it before I did.
Yes, which makes me geekier than you.
It does.
We watched Thor over the week, and then again for you, and then again, and then again, and then again until you came.
Yes. Those 3D glasses I had were covered in splooge.
Oh, God. You know, before we talk about Thor, because that's good... Let's talk about 3D movies.
Let's.
Jesus fucking god damn it. Suck a dick with a tampon up your butt. It's so bad. After Avatar was like, yo, what's up? I'm going to show you what 3D movies is like and good. And then they're like, after that, let's just fucking make shit for the next year and a half that looks goddamn terrible.
Yeah, that's pretty much everything that's happened. The thing I love is when the movies aren't done in 3D and then they force a studio to go back. Like, now do it in 3D. That's not a way to make a movie.
Oh, it's so bad. And that's what they did to Thor. They added the 3D afterwards. And I guess. That's what it seemed like to me. I honestly am unaware if they did or did not. There's no way they could have used James Cameron's cameras from Avatar to make this movie. Because it just felt flat and boring, the 3D the whole time. I'm just kind of like, why is this even in 3D? I'm like, why do I have to wear stupid fucking glasses
and
watch a movie where I can't move my head?
Here's why it's in 3D.
I know.
Because money is the main thing. I mean, you get a pair of glasses that cost some half-witted, retarded Chinese kid in Asia to make for like 30 cents. Okay, that's how much they paid them for the week. So they cost like a penny to make. Send them over here. We pay $17. How much did you pay for your 3D movie?
That's what I was going to say. I wanted to break into that.
Okay.
$15.50.
$15.50?
$15.50.
I paid $9.50.
What? $9.50. Not bad, really. I paid almost double what you paid.
You did.
I saw it in IMAX. I saw it in IMAX, though.
I saw it in real 3D, or whatever that means.
Just fucking play the movie. What is so hard? It's still the at the end of the day, I just watched a two-hour movie. It's the same fucking experience.
And you know what's going to happen? And this is not to take away from Thor, but what's going to happen is everything is going to be in 3D. And then they're going to justify making the movies in 3D and having to pay $15.50 every time you go to the movie theater, on top of the $15.50 you paid for your small fucking popcorn and your fucking cup of drink.
Cup of drink? What do you like to drink when you go to the movie theater? Just drink, please.
Just a drink.
Sir, what would you like to consume on this evening? A drink. That would be magnificent. Could you specify? I believe I already have.
A drink. Do you want a diet soda? Did I say a diet drink? No, a fucking drink. Now pour it.
Jesus Christ.
But I think, though, I'm going to go see Thor at the drive-in, too. When it comes to the drive-in.
Why?
I'd just like to see the God of Thunder up on a huge fucking screen like that.
Yeah. Okay. So we've talked about how shitty 3D movies are. We talked about how movie experience doesn't really change. You just wear stupid glasses and it's noisy and you can't move your head and it sucks.
And I wear glasses, and wearing glasses on top of glasses fucking sucks, theaters. Okay.
Okay, got that out of the way. Hey, there's this movie I saw.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty decent. It was called The Thor.
Thor. I really liked it. In fact, I liked it so much, I saw it 2 times.
Yikes!
Yes, it was very, very nice.
You know what I did like about it?
Natalie Portman's boobies.
I was going to say everything but her.
Oh.
Yeah. Earth kind of sucked, but everything on Asgard was the tits. It kicked unholy amounts of ass. I mean, I was in jizz-atronic state. It was beautiful. Everything about it was great. Heimdall was great. It just the Frost Giants were great. Odin was great.
Thor was so great. I think we got that.
So great. So great. Your review?
I was skeptical about the costumes until I saw them on the big screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I passed out from dehydration because I just spilled such a huge load down my pants.
I was catching that, actually. I had a cup that was, it was through a little tube that I was coming out of the bag in the theater, and I was just fucking sticking that shit straight in my ass.
Nice!
Yeah, apparently you come enough to fill up my whole butthole and intestinal tract. It was like an enema of semen.
I did good.
Yeah, I'm cleaned out. It's like I'm fresh, baby.
Hell yeah.
Plus, I'm pregnant.
It's not mine.
Are you sure?
You can't get pregnant from the butt.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But Anthony Hopkins, his costume was perfect. Anthony Hopkins was perfect as Odin.
Oh, so
there was
good.
No question to me that he was fucking Odin, king and lord of fucking Asgard.
Oh my god.
I could go into how he lost his eye and how that doesn't really tie into true Norse mythology. Not gonna do that.
That's Kirby in mythology.
That's true. Kirby. Also, want to give an extra little special props to the people who did the movie, if you stayed through all the credits. Not to the cosmic cube scene at the end. Spoiler! Oh, I should have told you about that beforehand. There's a special thanks. And thank Kirby. And thank Stan Lee. However, most importantly, they thanked Walt Simonson.
Yeah.
And also his wife. The Warriors 3, the costume, the way the movie looked, was due to Walt Simonson.
Yeah.
That was his world you saw up there on the fucking screen.
Totally.
So, props to you, sir, and props to Marvel Studios for giving you the credit you deserve.
Well played.
Loki looked amazing.
Great costume, loved it.
Absolutely.
Because I always thought Loki in the comic book looked like a piece of shit. Just the dumbest costume, and they're like, we're going to translate that magnificently.
Yeah, you weren't like, he's not a douche, he's a badass.
Yeah, it was, and honestly, you, like, empathize with Loki, and, like, everything that he said when he said it to people, he wasn't necessarily lying. except when he told Thor that the father was dead. But I mean, even then, you could even kind of turn it that way because right. The mother was like, "We don't know if he'll come back."
Half truth is the best thing because that's what gives that realness to it.
And it was just written so well that you could empathize a little bit with what Loki was doing, and you could see where he was coming from, and you like. His stuff was believable. It was kind of like what was going on in the movie.
He wasn't a traitor. Yeah, he wasn't a traitorous bastard. Now he's set up to become the evil god of mischief. I mean, he's set up for that, but no. The Warriors 3, I liked Vandrel. I liked Hogan.
Yeah.
I really thought Volstagg could have been done better. Ray Stevens, you're a great guy, awesome Punisher, but I would have rather saw someone who was truly like 6'7" and weighed 800 fucking pounds out there.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Yeah, that would have been nice. But I think what they didn't want to do is dwarf Thor. They wanted Thor to be a big dude.
But Volstagg does dwarf Thor.
I know, but that would make... I see what you're saying and I understand, but I think they wanted to make Thor look like a big motherfucking dude and not have anyone bigger than Thor.
Well, that was stupid.
Well, I mean, I see where they're coming from.
I mean, and I talked to your brother, I talked to Woody, and they both kind of had the same idea that
these
like...
These listeners have no idea who my brother and Woody are.
Aaron does Erdor's Castle. It's a spot on here.
That's my bro. He's Erdor's Castle.
He'll be doing one next week, probably for Rift. So if you're interested in that, listen in. It's going to be awesome.
Nice.
I don't know. Woody is just our big Aryan friend. Can I say Aryan friend?
No.
Okay, you'll have to edit that out.
Yes.
Woody is our big, dumb Irish friend.
Yep. Very much. Oh, my gosh. So Irish.
Okay. He's recently shaved his head. And he likes to use the words "god damn it" and "fuck" a lot.
Completely unique from all of us. We don't ever use those type of words.
Never.
Our language is crisp and clean.
Absolutely. And concise.
Mm.
Like all Irishmen, he loves potatoes and alcohol.
That's racist.
Anyway, talk to him. That was excellent delivery. They both said, you know, you look at the fight scenes where they were involved, and they just, like, held no torch to Thor. Like, he was just taking the shit.
That was one of my complaints, was that they felt like bitches a little bit, especially against destroyer armor, because Thor obliterated the destroyer armor in, like, 5 seconds, and they were getting their ass beat by the destroyer armor.
Yeah, they didn't even land a blow on it, except for Sif, who, if she ever wants to blow me, is more than welcome. Because I don't know what Thor was thinking, wanting to go bang out Natalie Portman.
For real.
Because Sif would have been there. She could have handled the load that he would have shot into her.
Toast.
And she would have went back for more. You saw how she handled that spear.
Good God.
Handling Thor's cock would be no problem.
Mm-hmm. See, I was thinking, here's what I'm thinking, right? Now, just hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening.
We missed an opportunity. We should have went to the set of Thor, right? And then you go smooze up Sif, right? I'll go smooze up Nat. We'll talk it out, and then just Maves, at the end of this, we're going to fuck him, right? I mean, that was implied. The talk it out is fucking.
Right.
And then at the end of it, after we jizz on their faces, then maybe Chrissy Chris can come over and Thor all over our faces with his jizzy sound.
I was going to have a step in between there where when they have their jizz on their faces, they rub their faces together.
Oh, God. Magic.
Yeah. Then the magic
Thor. Thor magic happens.
The other thing, speaking of, you know, Chris Hemsworth and his dick and Thor's hammer.
Oof.
I was very proud to say that I have been pronouncing Mjolnir correctly.
I never doubted you.
I know you didn't, but we had this discussion, I think, in an early episode.
Yeah, I said what did I say?
That's pretty much what you said.
I said
you pretty much were like Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
That's you're like Mjolnir Norba?
I call my butthole a mogina.
Oh, it's a mangina is what your butthole is.
Oh. But there's so much of it, it's a mogina.
Yes, it's mo. It's mo mangina than what you can do. Andy has a mogina. So.
Delish.
So yeah, that was excellent. The story played out a lot better than what I thought. I liked the intro with the action, the to earth, the learning things.
The fucking intro action scene with Thor going 100%. Was good God gravy almighty. I had my hands up over my mouth and I was so excited.
I was more excited when he walked into the hall in Asgard,
yeah,
when for his crowning, for his coronation, and of course it didn't happen. And why didn't they show his fucking helmet more?
That is one of my complaints.
Let us have it.
Is where the fuck is that helm, son? He's walking around like, yo, peep these golden locks or whatever, and I'm like, psh, bring the helm! You
bring
know what
it.
I mean?
That helmet was badass!
It was legit! And he wears it for literally 3 seconds.
Yeah, and you don't even get to see it from the front angle. It's like a side angle.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed.
Really disappointed.
The capes, though, however, they did completely perfect.
Perfect.
I liked how they didn't just attach, like they were an extra attachment onto the shoulder piece. Brilliant idea, costuming designers. Fucking brilliant idea.
Well played.
So, what else is in Thor?
Oh, the rest of the movie.
The rest of the movie. So what? He comes to Earth. You get to see the little Hawkeye action going
yum,
on.
Yum, yummy, yum, yum.
Which is very nice because I've originally heard from a spoiler dropper person.
Me.
Yeah. Maybe it was Erdos Castle's host.
Oh. Ooh.
Maybe. That Hawkeye was going to be in it and like it was just a brief thing. No, Hawkeye was in it like full on. I am a character. I'm here ready to go. Not like, oh, I just grab a bow and I'm out there.
Yeah.
You saw his face. You saw his costume. You saw his fucking weapons.
Jeremy Renner's up there pimping out like, I could kill Thor right now. Guaranteed. And it's like never a question. And I love that.
Yeah. Very, very nice. And you know what? I looked at the guy and I'm like, okay, I buy him as Hawkeye.
I was going to say, I'd fuck him.
He wasn't, like, super handsome man. Like, his face shows that he's a fucking scrapper and a fighter. I really liked it. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Now, if he can get, like, some of the smart-ass quips down and stuff, perfectly, that's going to be
I want to talk about Jeremy Renner, because he's the new up-and-coming it guy.
Okay.
And
name some things he's been in.
Jeremy Renner was in The Hurt Locker.
Okay.
And was fucking awesome in it. If you haven't seen The Hurt Locker, go watch it now.
And he was also in then... What, The Town?
The Town. With Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck directed The Town. Jeremy Renner stars in it as his best friend / bank rob partner. Great stuff. Renner's awesome in it, right? And he's next going to be in... Not next, who knows? There's so many fucking... He's making so many movies. Literally, he's getting offers all over the place. His next project that everyone's talking about is Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, where Tom Cruise is going to back his character away, Ethan Hunt, and they're going to switch over to Jeremy Renner's character as the main, supposedly, for the Mission Impossible
franchise. I wish they would stop making those.
I'm excited just to... Because you know what? Mission Impossible 3, good fucking movie, bro.
Couldn't force myself to watch it because 2 was so horrible.
Number 1, A.J. Abrams. J.J. Abrams directed, sorry.
Hmm. That's more A's and J's than he actually has in his name.
A.J. Abrams? Is that his name?
No, it's not.
Look it up. I believe it is.
We'll look it up after the show.
I'll put my entire Greek geek cred on this.
Well... Since you don't have Greek geek cred, you're just making that up. I see. You're trying to trick me, sir.
Geek cred is what I said.
Okay, we'll look it up.
I'm not allowed to fucking make a foible?
No.
I'm not allowed to fucking screw
up
this
If you can't
thing.
Say foible...
I said foible!
Maybe if you can't spell it, you can't say it.
Spell foible for me right now.
F-O-I-B-L-E.
No.
Yeah.
It might be, actually. I just said no. I was going to say no matter what you spelled.
So, but good. I mean, it's good to see him doing that. You know he's going to have a spot in the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
So that's going to be pretty awesome.
Mabes. Toes. So, little scared about the Avengers movie, mainly because of the Cosmic Cube.
That's before we get to Cosmic Cube, let's wrap up the Thor thing.
What? We were talking about something. I believe it was Thor?
Yeah, Thor on Thor's Day.
Yeah, from where the door closes for Janus.
That's Janus, the two-headed god. Anyway, he's a Roman god, too. He's not a Greek god. He's a Roman god.
Who said anything about Greeks?
I don't know.
Maybe my Greek cred.
We script this all out before the show. This
100%.
Has all been penned out perfectly to fall together like dominoes.
The pizza place.
Yeah.
The Noid showed up.
Where Jared works.
Bringing us Subby Sammy's. Sammy Davis Jr.
So the ending of the movie. The ending of the movie, you said the story armor done in 5 minutes. It was really disappointing at the end.
Boo fucking poop.
Sure, you got to see the full power of the hammer, blah, blah, blah. But
that was
really,
cool.
That kind of sucked. Heimdall, badass.
Oh my god, Heimdall was the best.
Really liked his character, how they did him. Those people who have issues with him being black,
fuck you
and suck our dicks.
Oh my god, see, for real though, let's roll back for a minute on that. What the fuck is wrong with people? I don't get it. Now, see, it's like, if they're gonna come down on, like, if Abraham Lincoln was gonna be played by
Chris Rock.
No, I was gonna say me.
Okay.
Steven Spielberg, if you happen to want to cast me, a 5'8" fat dude as Abraham Lincoln, you totally should call me. It's what I'm saying. Steven Spielberg, all I'm saying, man, is just give me a call. Can we talk a bit? I got a present for you. It's tiny, but it's special.
God, put that thing away, man. Jesus Christ. I just thought you were itching your sack and you pull out your little dick. God damn.
David.
So.
What are we talking about?
Racism and Thor is what we were talking about. We're tackling the tough issues. We're tackling the tough issues of racism and Thor. But really, the dude's a god. If he wants to show up and look like little Bo Peep, he can. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
He's a giant fucking dude with a huge sword.
Yeah.
I really want to meet the fucking crazy hillbilly fucks who are like, oh man, he gonna be no Rainbow Bridge. He probably takes us up to poop shoot Rainbow Bridge, working motherfucker. No homo. And that
no homo. Beautiful.
I'm trying to work that off.
Idris Elba, I think is his name, did a fucking amazing job as Heimdall.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Guy had like 7 lines, delivered them perfectly, and looked like a badass.
Oh, God. It's the best.
Yeah.
One of the best. Honestly, every scene with him was like fucking hot fire.
Yeah, it was.
It was legit.
He brought the heat.
Oh, God, did he bring the heat.
But Thor. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Totes up.
I'm giving it.
So here's what I'm going to give it. You're going to do thumbs up. I'm going to give it on the 1 to 10 scale.
Okay.
So let's talk about how I rate geek movies. Because this is really our first big geek release since we've been doing Geekopolis. So what I have to do is I allow 3 cheese moments for every geek movie that you get for free. All right? You get to keep them. I'm not going to lower your movie because for some reason, every nerd, geeky comic book movie has some cheese moments. If you go over 3, then it starts getting docked hard.
Ooh.
All right? Real hard docking. I mean, just Dawkins, Dominique Dawkins.
Then your critique then, did Thor go over the 3
it
cheese?
Did have some more cheese. Now, it happens, okay? For me, what didn't really work was some of the stuff on Earth. It felt really long in the tooth, and the thing where, like, it only takes place over the course of, like, 48 hours on Earth, and then in that amount of time, he just reinvents his character, is able to understand what his dad was trying to teach him, and falls in love with Jane Foster, so much so that he wants to come back to Earth and, like, whisk her away or something.
I don't think that's what it was. I think he just wanted to come back and fuck her brains out.
Yeah, I know.
Because he's Thor.
I get that, and I hope he does. But with that said, I would watch this movie again at home. Like, I'm probably going to skip some scenes on Earth, to be honest with you. I just have no desire to see Kat Dennings' little quippy jokes, which are most the cheese moments.
She could have been eliminated from the movie completely, and it would have been better.
She needs to just show her tit. I'm sorry. Her breasts.
I don't want to see her naked.
She's gorgeous. She has huge breasts.
I don't.
And huge breasts. That's how big they are. They're big and huge. They're huge.
Oh, there's your word for the day. But along with mangina.
No, mogina.
Well, that's yours.
I got a mogina and mogina. I want to get them huge breasts.
There you go.
But I'm going to give this a 7.5 out of 10.
That's still very high for you, actually.
It's good. For comparison, just to give a little background, Iron Man is looking about a 9.5, somewhere on that scale. Really enjoyed the Iron Man 1, okay? On the opposite end of the spectrum, Wolverine. X-Men Origins Wolverine. That's a 2.
Yeah.
That's a fucking 2.
Yeah.
I would rather eat my own dick off than watch X-Men Wolverine again.
Yeah.
Fuck you, crazy, terrible Deadpool. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But 7.5 for Thor, I'll watch it again, no problem. I wouldn't mind seeing the theater again, and maybe again. But like I said, for watching at home, I'll skip some scenes. So you gave it a thumbs up. Do you want to go a little more in depth?
I'm just going to say that I actually liked the Thor movie a little bit more action-wise than Iron Man.
Wow.
Iron Man had a better overall story.
Mm-hmm.
It was much well scripted, but if you really look at the actions,
much
well scripted, and okay. I'm an English major, so it has to be correct.
I'll buy it. You're right. Much well scripted,
and also, you know, that was excellent. I think the costuming, yes, Iron Man had the Iron Man suit, fantastic. I mean, they had to have that correct. However, the costuming in Thor, everything was so fucking beautiful and well crafted. That's what really put it over the top for me as far as that goes. Story, yes, Iron Man does win out. It was much well scripted. Thor, the action and things were a lot better. But I agree with all your cheese points. We'll hopefully see if it turns out to be a sequel coming up to there. Real quick though, since we're on Thor, I'll jump to this real quick. We'll move out. If you got anything else to say, you can go back and say it. The Thor video game, don't even bother picking it up.
Holy shit, it looks bad.
Okay, I'm going to review it based on this. It has the name Sega on the cover.
Ooh!
Name a game that Sega made that was really good that didn't have the word Sonic or Shining in it.
Oh man, you killed all my things.
Okay, so we're done with that game review. Yep. What's next on the list?
Okay, next on the list... Conan the Barbarian, the trailer. He's gonna fight. He's really tough. He's got a big sword. Look at his muscles. Why is Rose McGowan in it?
Come on, man. It's fucking Conan. He does not get show tunes. He is fucking Conan. And no one cares about Rose McGowan after the first Scream movie and after she divorced Marilyn Manson. That's the only highlight she's
ever had. I don't think she was married to Marilyn Manson.
Well, she was banging him or something.
Yeah. Were they married?
I thought so.
Who cares?
I don't.
Honestly, I could not care less about two people's marriages than Marilyn Manson and Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Horrible. But the Conan trailer was better than the teaser, better than the green smoke teaser.
The worst teaser ever released. Green smoke. Don't release a teaser if you're going to release green smoke. Just don't do it. It was like a magic trick. It was like a shitty magic trick with nothing behind it.
I still didn't like the way it was chopped together. I thought the way the trailer was chopped together, like they were trying to do too much with it.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's not to hide a shitty movie.
Yeah.
But, again, the costuming and stuff looked okay. They just don't need to go over the top of the movie. Conan is a very simple character.
Yeah.
He goes through, there's a girl in danger, a wizard that needs killed. He saves her, he fucks her, he kills the wizard, he gets some treasure, he loses it, he goes back, he travels on. That's Conan.
Yeah.
But the dude looked pretty badass. I liked him.
So, I would say that MoMA... He looks much more like Conan than Arnold Schwarzenegger ever looked like Conan. But Arnold Schwarzenegger brought to the Conan role...
Conan. He is. That's your saying. Like
he
was the first person to visualize.
He visualized it, plus he brought this... he brought the brute force. He brought the muscles.
Absolutely.
He brought the visceral id. You know, everything that you want in Conan, he brought to it. Yeah, he was, you know, Nordic or whatever... But man, did he really like own it. And that's one thing I'm worried about MoMA is that he looks a little scrawny for Conan.
If you've read the stuff and you know Conan, I would say he's actually just about right.
You think he's just about right?
Because, you know, they talk about Conan being able to climb buildings and shit. He's from Cameria. And in Cameria, they climb mountains. You know, they're mountain people. So he's fucking...
Isn't Cimmeria?
Cimmeria, Cameria.
So is he Cimmerian?
Yeah, he's Conan the Cimmerian.
Yeah, so is it Cameria or Cimmeria?
I've always read it Cameria.
Okay.
I never had anyone there pronounce it to me.
Well, I'm pronouncing it the way the cartoon pronounced it.
Oh, well then.
I'm obviously correct.
The cartoon also had Star Metal.
Star Metal.
So it has to
Which
be correct.
Which is what Thor's hammer's made of. Majojo.
Yeah, no, it's not made out of your ass.
Oh, no.
Magina. Oh, also in Thor going back, was that the Eye of Amagato that was in the treasure?
There was also, supposedly, if you looked at it, the Infinity Gauntlet.
Hmm.
Which is the coolest thing I've ever thought of.
Yeah, you totally created that. But Conan, I think it's going to be fine. Because he's a thief. Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't climb a fucking building to save his life.
He did climb a building in the first Conan movie.
With a rope.
True.
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be... I'm going to go to a theater where I can drink beer and watch it, I think.
Okay.
And have a good time.
I like where your head's at. That's a good call.
So, maybe we'll go down to Gateway Plaza or whatever that place is called.
The Arena Grand?
Well, there's that, but there's another, like, isn't there a Gateway Center or something downtown Short North?
Yeah, there's, but I don't know if they serve beer.
They do.
Okay.
They do.
They do. They have that little bar, or little, like, restaurant.
They have a martini bistro, and they also serve, like, 11 different beers, so.
Okay. I thought the trailer looked pretty good. Like I said, I was a little hesitant on some of the things. It looks very, I'm going to say, over-designed on some of the shots. Like... they're losing, by making everything so beautiful and, like, so well, like, so lush and cool looking, it takes away something. It, like, misses some of that real dirty grittiness.
I absolutely agree. It's kind of like with the Star Wars movies. You went from the sets they'd originally built in the Star Wars movie, which were dirty and gritty, to the CGI, crisp, clean, and it just looked fucking horrible. Yeah. Hopefully... there will be, in some of the areas, there will be that rustic feel where you feel like if you go into that bar, you're going to be raped and murdered. Yeah, that's the feel you need to have, not, oh, it's just an evil wizard casting a spell. But look at this fern. It's fantastic.
Ooh, look at the set design.
No,
like,
homo.
It's, oh, nice. I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah.
Because I almost pulled my dick out.
I know.
It's close. I can get my dick out in about 1.3 seconds.
Yep.
So, at any time, it can, you know.
No homo.
So, I think we're both cautiously optimistic about Conan.
Absolutely.
Another thing that I'm kind of turning around on, we can switch gears.
Okay.
X-Men First Class. Now... I'm very, very cautiously optimistic right now. I'm going to say I'm still pessimistic, leaning towards a little bit of optimism, because they've released some character trailers and some additional trailers that look a little bit tiny good, and there could be some good that come from it.
Are we talking about the X-Men thing or your cock again?
Tiny, what did I say?
A little bit tiny good, some good may come from it.
That's, you're right, that is my dick. I'm sorry, I got confused. Yeah. We were definitely talking about my dick right there.
Okay.
It's small. It's so tiny. Man, God, I hate you. I don't know, like, of all the things to be blessed with, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's one thing you can't control is the size of your dick. Like, you just, like, God's up in heaven just, like, giving little babies big or tiny dicks. Like with a magic wand, like he's just walking down. He's got a dick wand that gives big dicks in one hand and a small dick wand in the other one. And he's just walking down like the incubator aisle where babies are being born. Like then there's a chute that comes out of the clouds. It goes down into the mother's vaginas. And it's ethereal so you can't see it. And he's just walking through and just randomly hitting babies with big dick or small dick wands, right? And sometimes he hits them with both and they get average sized dicks. And it's you have no control over it. But I think when I was a baby, right, I got up and told God to go fuck himself. And he didn't hit me with either of the wands. He stuck both the wands up my butt. Right?
Oh, shit.
So God was ass-fucking me with his dick wands in ethereal space because he didn't want me to have a dick.
That's how you got your mojina.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why I don't have a dick.
Now, weren't you, until you were about 8 years old... girl.
Yeah, I was... So I we should clarify. I was raised as a girl named Crystal Ray in Oklahoma. I had red hair, pigtails, and I really loved Barbies. And let me just give me a minute. And then my mom came to me, and she said, Crystal, listen, you're actually a boy with a really tiny penis. It's so small. That's what she said. And then I started jerking off.
At 8 years old.
Dressed as a girl.
You had a lot to catch up on.
There, so much semen came out, though.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, I
think.
So I don't know if I have a tiny dick, but I can cum a gallon.
There you go.
It's one benefit.
There you go.
Thanks, God, for shoving those wands up my butt.
Yep. He milked your prostate.
That's the dumbest thing. What just happened?
We just bought ourselves a one-way ticket to hell. This is what happened. And obviously our dicks are never going to get any bigger.
Nope.
I actually think our dicks are huge. We're just so fat around our dicks that they look tiny.
That's so true.
That's what I think.
If I could siphon this gut away, right? Not through exercise and eating healthy, because that's fucking bullshit.
No.
Not going to happen.
No.
Right? If it could just magically disappear, my dick would maybe be 15 inches long.
Probably.
But right now, tops out at half an inch.
There you go. You got the little head poking out?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
When I get real hard?
Yeah.
Less than half an inch.
Well.
He goes down.
You have to just stay at that level of flaccid.
It's tragic.
It sucks, man.
Yeah.
No homo.
You want to suck it?
No. No homo.
What are we talking about?
So what's next on the list? I don't know. This is what happens.
I just drew dicks on the list.
Oh, there's what happened. You wrote dicks on the list. We talked about dicks.
Yeah.
That's what.
So good.
Send us your list. If you send us a list, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, about dicks.
Yeah.
Only if the list is about dicks.
On Facebook.
Yeah. I guess we could maybe talk about...
Is it time for Baywatch?
I believe it is.
Let's bring in Baywatch!
Baywatch. Fuck you, Michael Bay.
So, Michael Bay's at it again. Shockingly.
Every week, every month, he's at something, isn't he?
Yeah. So, what happened? I believe he got real fucking high and posted about how the twins... ain't gonna be in no Transformer 3. Right? But this was months ago. And then even days ago, he posted, like, ain't no goddamn twins in my motherfucking Transformer 3. Dark of the moon.
And he said that as he was snorting cocaine off the tits of a prostitute, correct?
Yes! That's the only way he types emails.
Okay.
Yeah. So, as he was typing that email, he must have been... working on the CGI of the twins in Transformers 3 because they're in it, folks. They're in it. He fucking lied to you again like he lies about everything.
Okay. I have a question. You can answer this.
Shoot.
This is a prequel, correct?
Nay.
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 Oh. It seems like everything I've seen so far screams prequel.
So I want to talk about that.
Let's talk about how much
they released the full trailer, which I've only seen with my eyes closed while I was screaming.
Right.
But I can tell you that it's not a prequel. What happens is there's something on the fucking moon, and they go to the moon in like the 60s. That was the actual moon mission, was to figure out why that alien spacecraft is dead.
Okay.
And then I guess it's Sentinel Prime or whatever. Which his design, this looks magnificent.
He looked like Fu Manchu of robot.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
And then they somehow, looks like Shockwave is coming down. He's all like, yo, what up? I'm going to bring some stuff, some more villains to fight with. And then the more of the, like, Decepticons are on the moon now, and then they come back down. And then there's a big war that is eerily reminiscent of Battle for L.A., only not interesting and pretty stupid looking, because that's how Michael Bay do things.
Yeah, that's how he do.
And then there's a bunch of cutscenes with Shia the Beef running around, and then Rose Huntington Whitley... looking like she is playing the exact same person that Megan Fox played.
A dumb whore.
Dumb whore, which I believe is the official name.
Yes, that's her character.
And that's it. It looks like a goddamn trash heap again. And it's going to make $100 bajillion.
Well, because people are stupid.
Because this country is full of fucking idiots.
Yes, it is.
I mean, just mouth-breathing, tiny dick-having... gut hanging over, wearing a black shirt with a collar and jeans and wearing socks.
Dude, wait, what, you're describing us?
Oh.
I'm not wearing jeans, but...
What are you wearing, actually?
These are shorts.
Nope.
They're shorts.
They're definitely short.
They're little tiny pants.
You look like a little drummer boy.
What?
Ba-da-ba-bum-bum.
They're fucking
bum,
shorts. I'm sorry, my shorts don't always have to go down to my calves like yours do.
Yeah.
Those are called capris, faggot. No homo.
Oh, God, I have a headache from laughing at how gay we are.
No homo.
Anyway, Baywatch, Michael Bay, you can suck my motherfucking dick. I hate Joe. Guts, I hope you die.
Baywatch! So, I have a couple things written down here.
Casting call.
I want to do this for casting call. I want to get this off my chest.
All right. What do you got to say there, Jip Joppity Jip?
So, it's Geekopolis. We talk about geek shit, you know.
We do.
Movies, games. We're supposed to talk about comic books,
we
too.
Sometimes toppity commies.
But we really don't.
Well, no. That's not true. We talk about comic books, just comic books that we read 15 years ago.
That's true.
Because everything coming out right now kind of sucks.
And it does. And that's kind of what I want to get out. Right now, in the two universes, DC, Marvel, there are two new summer events unrolling. DC has Flashpoint. Guess which character it involves?
I'm going to guess Wolverine.
Excellent choice.
Yep.
Wrong.
Oh, dude.
Involves Robin. And also...
Wait, really?
No. Jesus.
What, you telling me the Flashpoint involves Ray-Bans?
Yes.
Ray-Bans the glasses.
Yeah, the glasses that they wear in the Blues Brothers movie.
Oh, my good guano gravy.
Oh, it's now part of, I don't want to even say it because you'll be like, you're racist if I even say
don't
how we're talking
it.
Right
don't
now.
Don't say it.
Oh, my.
Swedish meatballs.
Oh, Swedish meatballs.
That is... I think I meant to say mozza balls, but it didn't come out right.
So, Flashpoint. The Flash goes running through time or whatever he does. Guess who it's written by?
Oh, God. If you say Jeff Loeb, I'm going to shoot you in the dick.
Name half right. Jeff Johns. This okay. is all the guy does is write one shots, I guess. I mean, he's doing...
Fine.
Okay. And then you have Fear itself in the Marvel Universe.
Ugh.
We're going to deal with Fear.
I hate these stupid events more than anything.
Okay, so comic books, on top of already being ungodly expensive, just can't fucking tell me a story anymore.
No.
It has to be this tightly condensed universe, all-gathering bullshit. I just want to read about a day in fucking Spider-Man's life. Because you know what? Spider-Man's supposed to be a dude kind of like me. Shorter and thinner with superpowers and a hot wife he can bang.
Exactly like you.
Exactly.
Yeah, just an everyday guy.
Just it. That's it.
Yeah, married to a supermodel.
Yeah, and he has an old aunt that fixes him sandwiches.
Sammy's. I'm not
that's those. The closest thing I have. Really, that's the closest thing I have to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He has the aunt that fixes him sandwiches.
And you have an aunt that fixes your sandwiches.
I do. She's more like my grandma.
Okay.
In real life, it's my grandma fixing me sandwiches. But you know what? He still struggles with everyday things, like
yes.
fucking rent and, you know, how many times can you beat off before you fucking go blind?
Do you think Spider-Man beats off when he's on buildings?
Fuck, yeah.
Like hanging upside down and shit?
His shit gets rubbing the wrong way. Fuck yeah, he does.
Here's what I'm thinking, right? So, you're hanging upside down, or doing whatever Spider-Man do.
Right.
Kind of like hanging from a wall or whatever. And you're bored. You've been sitting there all night. You know what
come
I mean?
Come on. We need a marker to come by.
Yeah. And so nothing's happening. And you're feeling frisky. You know what I mean? You're looking at all these windows. You can see them. They can't see you. And you see this hot chick, you know, walking around, top off. You start beating it. He probably does. Probably beats it a lot.
Yeah.
Right? What's he do with the cum?
It just falls.
No. It's going to be like his motherfucking web shooters.
You think so?
Yeah. That's probably what he fills those little caps with.
Hmm.
So he comes, just comes in the little fucking wrist thing. Deep, 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 deep.
Spider-Man's good. I don't think he has quite the agility needed to fill up a small wrist slot.
His webs are made of semen!
Okay.
Don't take this away from me!
Semen webs.
Thank you.
But, you know, I like the one-shot stories.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. We got on...
Fear itself.
You know, they're doing these, you know, multi-book arcs that go on and on. Do you remember Kingdom Come?
Oh, I loved Kingdom Come.
4 issues.
Greatness.
Told a fantastic story.
Yeah.
Do you remember The Dark Knight Returns?
Oh, don't even get me started.
4 issues. Told a great story.
Yeah.
Do you remember Just Another Nail?
No.
Just a Nail.
Just a Nail?
Just a Nail was the name.
No, I don't remember that, actually.
Fantastic story. 1 issue.
Nice. I thought you'd go Batman Black and White. I mean, all these classics that are real simple, real short.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now they have these huge
Killing
events.
Killing Joke.
It's like, I can't afford this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can afford to go see Thor twice and get popcorn and fucking 2 hot dogs and 3 sodas and, you know, some jujubes.
Yes.
You know, that I took out a loan.
It's not necessarily that you can't afford it. It's that I don't want to spend the goddamn time to go pick up 65 issues stretched across 30 different comics that are going to tell this one story that at the end of it, I honestly won't even know what the fuck is happening. Because when you read these large stories, I know, like, because you have to wait weeks and weeks and weeks for the next issue to come out, you're literally like, I don't remember what is going on.
That's why when I bought comics, I used to buy them at the end of every month. I just have my dealer pull them, read them at the end of the month, and then I was like, oh, I now know.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What I do is I get trades. I think it's the best way to read a comic.
You're correct.
It's so beautiful. Start to finish, one storyline. You read it all. I can read it in one big, nice dump out of my Mojina.
Absolutely.
It's the best.
So, I'm really disappointed in comic book companies, and I'm not going to go digital.
Ugh.
I refuse to go digital. If I'm going to read something, it's going to be in my fucking hands. I think it's great that you put the comics up there digitally. I'm not going to pay you for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at cover art and art, but I'm not... Fuck that. I'm not paying for that shit.
I'm actually... If I get an iPad, it might be one of the first things I invest in would be getting the comic books on the iPad. And because it's a great way to read them. And it adds a little bit of action to it. You get to see the panel like alone on the screen. It's really nice, actually. And you know, doing that on the iPhone's a little small and a little shitty. But doing it on the iPad's really nice. That'd be one of the things I would invest in. But it would be trades. It wouldn't be single issues, because I just really do not like reading 1/5 of a story. Like, it's so minute. Really, what a comic book issue could sometimes take up the span of 15 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A whole comic book story arc could be, you know, 3 months, but one issue can really only be 15 minutes. It'd be a fight scene, a conversation, and another fight scene, and that's 16 or 20 pages, and it's over. And you, taken out of context with the rest of the story, you can really not know what's going on. So that's why sometimes it's just so hard to read the single issue and just lay it down. I know when I was reading Earth X, I was getting single issues at the time, and at a certain point I'm like, I don't know what the... I missed 2 issues, I remember. I somehow missed them, and they were so hot at the time, you couldn't get those two. And the internet wasn't really around, wasn't big, and you couldn't go pick it up. And I was just trying to figure out what the fuck to do to understand what happened between those 2 issues that made everything so different. It was really frustrating.
Yeah.
So, Fear Itself.
I have nothing to really add to it. The only thing I could say from the images I saw, looks like a good launching point to bring Johnny Storm back from the dead.
He's been dead for, what, 3 days?
Yeah, something like that. Yep. At least a month.
Long time.
Yeah, he's in negative zone. What the one dude that controls.
Because no one has ever gotten out of the negative zone.
Exactly. Alive.
Never. Nope.
So, but that's my thing of comics. I hope people who still read them enjoy them or whatever, but they're really going to have to change something to get me back into comics, or I can start making $300,000 a year and have money to frivolously spend. Whatever I want.
Was that feverishly or frivolously or
both?
Nice.
Yes.
Making new words today.
Absolutely. But now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time. You've been waiting these 40 minutes or so.
Tension was palpable.
It was there. There was a lot of dicks talked about today. No homo. We're getting into Casting Call.
Wizard Casting Call.
What we got today, Tron?
We have a casting call. If the wizard In July 1997.
1997.
Issue 71.
Okay.
With Preacher on the cover, oddly enough. And the casting call was Iron Man.
So almost 10 years later, right?
Yeah. So, you know, these actors should be pretty close.
To being dead.
Being dead. Or really old. Let's take a gander. Who do you think would be the Tony Stark / the Iron Man?
10 years ago? Dudley Moore.
Wow, no. Actually, I think this is maybe the perfect casting for Iron Man.
Okay.
Timothy Dalton.
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect.
No doubt.
If Iron Man would have been made back then, which it couldn't have been, Timothy Dalton was fucking perfect for it.
Yep.
Well, great.
Timothy Dalton now, that's who they should have got to be his dad.
That could have been pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I would have done.
Yeah, it would have been fantastic.
You take my idea, Marvel, I'll kick you in the scrot.
They can't because they already did the other people for his dad.
They did them?
They did them.
Whoa.
That's the only way you get cast in a movie, bro, is you fuck the director. You got to get done.
When am I going to get in that movie you promised me?
You're going to get to be able to stand by me as... When we kill that lady with an axe.
Oh, okay, sweet.
It's going to be a great movie.
Fuck yeah.
It's a snuff film.
Oh, what's that mean?
It means we take a lot of snuff and we throw up.
Oh, yay. Just like we're 8 or 9 years old.
The best.
Yay.
All
right. Who's next?
All right, who's Jimmy Rhodes?
Jim Rhodes, 10 years ago. Mike Tyson.
I like where your head's at, but no. Carl Weathers, which is as close to Mike Tyson as you can get in a movie.
You know what? Can you imagine Mike Tyson in the War Machine? Like,
yeah.
Just his voice.
Hey, God.
You motherfuckers better stop. I'm going to kill your ass. I beat you like I beat my wife.
I'll bite your ears off. Actually... And a weird thing, Mike Tyson is fucking great to follow on Twitter. For real. There's a lot of celebrities on Twitter that are really great. Mike Tyson is one of them because he posts really positive stuff and has like real diehard fans say stuff like, "Mike, you changed my life," and all this. And then sometimes he'll just wake up and be like, "So when the doves are here in the sky, it makes me feel great inside." And you're just like, "You're fucking Mike Tyson. You're a goddamn animal person."
No, you know what happened? Mike Tyson went to prison and he got fucked like an animal.
I mean, that dude was the toughest motherfucker I have ever seen.
Yep, and then he went to prison and got fucked like an animal. He got held down and was raped repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happened to him.
Yeah. Because I think no matter how tough you are as one dude, as 20 dudes come trying to rape you, you're going to get raped.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
That's just how it is.
Yeah, he should have killed himself. So...
Okay.
We got Rhodes. What about Pepper Potts? Is she in there?
Pepper Potts was, oddly enough, not cast.
Well then, 10 years ago, who would you cast as Pepper Potts?
As Pep Potts?
Pep Potts, 10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years ago.
Roseanne Barr.
Oh!
Tony, get your own goddamn phone!
That is a spot-on impersonation.
You like that?
Well played.
And make me a bologna sandwich, you Italian prick.
It's like I'm sitting here with Roseanne.
Don't ever say that again. Although, props to Roseanne for the Snickers commercial. Yeah. That was fucking badass.
Follow her on Twitter as well. It's fucking crazy.
Well, she's Roseanne goddamn Barr.
Yeah. It's the best. I love Twitter.
My phone can't do Twitter.
Oh, it's time to get a new phone.
I'm thinking I'm going to get a new phone. We'll start a Geekopolis Twitter account.
I'm ready for it. Let's
do it.
You
think it's going to happen?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make business cards, too.
Oh, what's it going to say?
Geekopolis.
I talk about dicks all day. Geekopolis.
Take those down to fucking the short north. Yeah. Just hand those up. We'll have 1,000 followers. In no time. No homo. Say Geekopolis. I talk about dicks all day. Parentheses, no homo.
Those are great. We are going to get so many listeners from that. All right.
Okay. So
we are trying to do this.
Who's next?
Okay, it's gonna go real fast because everything else sucks.
Okay.
Crimson Dynamo will be played by Nikita Koloff, the pro wrestler.
Okay. Yeah, that's he's kind of flabby then, but yeah. No, I guess he'd be all right. He's a big dude. I like that.
Bethany Cabe, which was his main screens way back in the day.
Okay.
Will be played by Angie Everhart.
Let's just make that Pepper Potts. Pepper Potts, Angie Everhart. Wizard, we're making this better for you 15 years later.
Mandarin will be played by Kerry Hiroyuku Tamagawa from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, he played who?
Shang Tsung in Mortal Kombat.
So he's pretty much that Asian guy they get to play that part in every movie?
Yep.
Good choice.
Fair enough. All right, and then there are a bunch of shitty fucking people.
Who did they think were good enough? Because, you know, in Iron Man 2, I would not have selected Whiplash.
Yeah, well,
did they select in this shit?
They have... We already went through Mandarin. I would have loved to have seen Mandarin, honestly.
Absolutely.
They have Titanium Man. We already went through Crimson Dynamo. Titanium Man was being played by Andrei Byrnarski.
Oh, yeah, he was from the Street Fighter movie.
Yeah.
Excellent actor.
Oh, one of the best. One of the best.
Absolutely.
He is good at this thing.
Fucking fantastic. He rocked that mohawk.
Yeah, Street Fighter, easily top 10 of all time.
Top 10? Top 3.
Wow, you're right. You put me in my place.
God damn you.
So, Justy Hammers.
Okay.
They actually have being played by, and I like this.
Yeah?
Christopher Lee.
Very nice.
That would have been awesome.
Bravo, Wizard. Excellent choice. You get props for that and for Iron Man.
You have done well. They have Scott Lang.
Okay, Ant-Man.
Is going to be played by Jer Burns, who I honestly don't even know who that is.
I don't know either.
Okay. We're going to end on a high note here.
Okay.
Obadiah Stane will be played by Ed Harris.
Okay, that would be very
good. That would be good. And that's it. Everyone else, I don't even know who the fuck some of those people are.
Okay.
We're done with that.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out just real quick. Our last little bit, we cover a wide variety of things. Lonely Island CD dropped this week.
Nice.
There's only about 4 songs on there that are worth anything.
Wow, really?
But it's only about $10. So, I mean, it depends on how you want to do it. You do get a DVD with it, with all the music videos, which makes up for the 4 songs, because they have good videos. So that's there. If you really want to go all out, there's a collector's edition T-shirt included.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Guess what size? Large.
They know their fan base.
They absolutely do. So I'm going to get a picture of me in that shirt and send it to them.
Nice.
We'll also put it up on the Facebook page.
I don't think people want to see that, JP.
Maybe they do.
No, they don't.
Maybe that's what we need.
No, we do not need a picture of you in a large T-shirt.
But I want to.
Fine, you do it, but I'm telling everyone don't go to that.
Okay.
All right, I think we're done. We talked a fucking long-ass time.
We did.
And I'm proud of us. I'm proud of you.
I'm so proud of you.
Let's hold hands.
Let's no homo.
Do you want to say your saying? You want to kick it out?
Hey, thanks for listening to Geekopolis. For all the stuff you could have looked up some other time, I can't. Why can't I fucking do it?
Well done.